Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to Beautiful Quotes, the introduction podcast. Today what I'm going to be talking about is how beautiful and inspirational quotes can impact one's well-being and health. So I'll give you like a little background on why I'm doing the podcast and what led me to these two topics and combining them together. A few weeks ago in my health class, we were talking about quotes. We were just talking about how they make you feel and emotionally, how you can connect with them on a multi-level aspect. And one of the things was one of my classmates came up with how you feel more energized and more connected with another person or another topic, another idea, when you have a positive motivation standing behind it. So today I'm going to just read you some beautiful inspirational quotes and talk about them and talk about the meaning behind them and really get in depth to how society and culture can play a role in how we tend to represent these quotes in our everyday lives. So the first quote I have is by Elizabeth Keebler, and the name of the quote is Beautiful People. So it says, "Beautiful people, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen." This quote is very meaningful because it makes you take a step back and reflect on all the people that you have in your life, and it makes you think about the people that care about you, the people that understand you, and also it makes you think about the people that you may think don't care about you or don't understand you the way that you would want them to. And on a grander scale, it makes us think about how society is reflected as a whole. We, as people, have to always have an answer to a question. We always have to make judgments based off of what people wear, what people look like, their skin color. And in the end, people are just people. We are who we are. And to try to make a perception based off of someone that we don't even know, it's ridicule. We should not be so judgmental. And those beautiful people that have been through the worst in their life, who've been through the depths, they're not beautiful people because of what they wear or who they're known for or what they're known for. They're beautiful people because of what they've been through, because of how they communicate and understand someone else and someone else's struggle. And they're beautiful people because they generally care about the greater picture. They don't just care about what someone looks like or how they dress or how they do their hair or what shoes they're wearing. They care about how they feel and how they make someone else feel. They care about the bigger picture. And I think that's what counts. That's what makes someone a beautiful person. Their heart and their soul. That's what matters. So, going back to that, other quote that I have this one. So, it says, never get so busy making a life that you forget to make a life. Now, this is a very important quote because it gives background on a lot of different subjects, but mostly time. Us as people, we overthink and we work too hard. We fill our weeks with so much stuff, so many agendas that we have to get done, so many bullet point lists that we forget to just live. We forget to laugh and smile and cry. We don't have time to be unsure. We have to take the stride and just have a leap of faith and jump. But this quote, it's saying stop. Take a breath, step back, wait a minute. You need to think. What are you doing? What are you doing that's so important that you can't breathe? That you can't take a step back, that you can't wait 1 second. And that's important because that makes you think about what you're doing in your life, and not just for 1 week, but for months, years. It makes you look at your plan and say, wow, this is what I've done, and this is what I haven't done. And that quote, it makes you start thinking about what you want to do. I'm not saying make a bucket list of all the things you want to do, because that's another list. Don't make a list. Just start living. Just start doing something that you want to do. It doesn't have to be a grand scale. It doesn't have to be on the grand scale of things. It can be a small thing. You don't have to spend money to be happy. Let's say, for instance, you're walking down the street. And you've always wanted to buy one of those bikes that has been in this little shop window for ages. And you say, I just don't have the money to buy a bike. And you can't buy the bike. So instead, you walk down the street a little further and you see one of those bikes that cost $1 to use for like 3 hours, and you want to learn how to ride it. So you use your $1 you have instead of buying a bike for $200, and you use your $1 to rent the bike out for 3 hours, and you just ride your bike around the block a few times. That is what's important. Not spending money on a grand scale to say that you bought something that'll sit in your apartment or your garage forever that you won't use. Instead, you spent $1 on riding a bike for 3 hours. Or let's say you walk down the street and there's this homeless person who has been hungry lately, but you say, well, I can't give him food. It's not ethical, you know. It's not socially acceptable. But you want to do it anyways. Thinking about that quote, thinking about how you're living your life, and making sure that you stop for a minute to live your life. So, take out half of your lunch sandwich that you have for lunch and give it to him or her. Those little things that make you appreciate life more and appreciate what you have more, because you also get to see the effects of someone who doesn't have a lot and doesn't have the luxuries you have, and that gives you a little bit more perspective. I personally have had that experience, and It's an experience that I'll never forget. So, thank you for listening to my first podcast. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much. And see you guys next time.